Al-Qalamun region in the northern countryside of the Syrian capital Damascus remains strategic as the Syrian army continues battles against foreign-backed militants. The region separates Syria from neighboring Lebanon. The Syrian army has managed to foil an infiltration attempt by militants from the Lebanese town of Tfail. A large number of militants were killed. Almost every 100 meters on the border, a car with explosives was left on the roadside.
We are on the borderline between Syria and Lebanon in Al-Qalamun region in Damascus' northern countryside. This behind me was the main training camp for the so-called the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front.
This camp, used by the Nusra Front militants, was basically established in Al-Hussein Valley for making car bombs and sending them either into Lebanon or Syria. Some cars had Lebanese plates on them. The army also seized a warehouse packed with medicines and medical equipment. This is one of the caves which militants used to hide in the mountainous region. Large amount of food and explosives were confiscated.
This was a training camp for Al-Nusra Front. Here is where they made many car bombs. The stolen vehicles were Lebanese and Syrian ones. Al-Nusra Front militants were literally based here. In this camp, they used to eat, sleep, and train.
Syrian and Lebanese territories are interconnected in this mountainous area. One step in Syrian soil, the next could be in Lebanon without any sign. The Syrian army commanders in the region say they are always on alert to block any possible attack from the Lebanese side of the borders. Al-Qalamun region was fully cleared of militants back in April. It remains secure. Armed men who escaped the April fighting have fled to neighboring Al-Zabadani area. And this is where the next battle is expected to take place. Muhammad Ali, Press TV, from the borderline between Syria and Lebanon.